This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Twice in the past couple of weeks, undergraduate students on college campuses have voted to unionize, undergraduate being the key word there. Graduate students organizing has been around for a while, but undergrads at Harvard and Oregon unionizing is new. And at some point soon, nearly 20,000 undergraduate student workers at the 23 campuses of the California State University System, the biggest in the country, are going to hold a union election as well. Student workers in all kinds of jobs, from residence halls to campus radio stations, have unionized at more than a dozen schools in just the past year, which could have big implications for the workforce of the future. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino caught up with a student organizer at San Diego State University.
Colin Culver is a fourth-year political science major and residential assistant, and he's not shy about approaching fellow students on the job. But these folks are at the help desk of the library, so indoor voices.
Have I talked to you guys yet about the union efforts that's been going on recently?
Culver and other organizers had been gathering signatures since last spring for an election that could happen early next year. Now he's asking people what issues matter to them.
Sick pay, yep. For sure. Mm-hmm. I'm recovering from a cold. I had to get 12 hours in the past week that I didn't get.
Didn't get paid for,
so that sucks.
Student workers here don't get sick pay. They're also exempt from some local minimum wage laws.
I don't know what y'all get paid here, but I get paid $15.50 an hour, which is below the minimum wage in San Diego County. And that's kind of something that's pushed me to get involved with the campaign.
Yeah, I'm super about all of what you guys are doing. So
good to hear.
Yeah.
Culver says in months of canvassing, no one has said they're not interested. Approval of unions has been trending up for decades among Americans, hitting levels not seen since the 1960s, according to recent Gallup polls. But Gen Z support is especially strong, says Toby Higbee, who's been a professor of history and labor studies at UCLA for the last 15 years.
When I first arrived, students were curious, but not really sure about it. Today, my labor history classes are packed. Every single one of our labor studies classes is oversubscribed.
He says college students face mounting debt and diminishing returns for their degrees. They came of age at a time of mass protests over racial injustice and about gun violence. And they have much more exposure to labor activism than previous generations did.
During that period of union decline, from the 80s on, it just got harder and harder for people to actually have that firsthand knowledge of what it meant to be connected to a union.
College students today still might not have a personal connection, a parent or a grandparent in a union, but they've watched workers at Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and Apple stores unionize. Strike activity has surged. And Higbee points out that white-collar workers at museums, nonprofits, and tech companies are increasingly taking collective action.
Young people are kind of learning that we should be in solidarity with other workers, and this is how you get what you need. It really does have the potential to have a big change on our political life broadly.
Because undergraduate student union members may be the most likely to take their engagement outside the academy. This march was last October at Barnard College in New York, where undergraduate residential assistants unionized. They're now negotiating their first contract, and sophomore Abigail Fixer is at the bargaining table. But when we talked, she was in an echoey hall on campus.
We try to figure out solutions that are fair, that are equitable. It's really powerful.
As an RA, she might only benefit from a union contract for a couple years at most, but says the experience of collective bargaining will stick with her.
I think unions are incredibly important, and I would be honored to be part of one after college.
So would Colin Culver at San Diego State. He's graduating this spring, so he might never get the benefit of a contract, at least in this job. He says he wants to continue labor organizing after college. And in the meantime, he's got some homework to finish. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.